This episode of So What Do We Do is sponsored by FaxZero.com. Send faxes for free online.
That's amazing. With just one click from FaxZero.com, you can send a free fax to your congressperson or senator or governor. They already have the numbers. They're automatically filled in, and you can get in touch with your elected representatives without using a phone.
Yes, it's true. So thank you, FaxZero.com. And now, le podcast.
It's French this week.
Don't you feel like our democracy's not dealing like we used to see?
It's news to me, some choose to be enabling this mockery.
It's human and it's history.
Communication is the key.
Now come on, you can talk to me. So what do we do?
Hello and welcome to So What Do We Do?
I'm Storm, and I'm Canadian now.
I'm Angelazer. I am a Los Angeles person now. So we've changed. We both sold out in our own ways.
Yeah, we're growing and globetrotting and getting it done. Hey, I think we're getting it done.
I think so. So usually what we do on this podcast is Storm follows the news and informs us of it. And then I try to listen and learn and try to offset with some fun facts or cute ideas. And this week, we've both been so busy. We missed last week because we were all running off into the world. So we're going to catch up. And I think, Storm, you have some Canadian insights, right?
I do. And this may affect the future of how I do things with the news here and with tracking. I feel like I learned a lot. My perspective was greatly shifted by being out of the country for close to 2 weeks. And
in what way? What happened? Was it the hats and the different kinds of fries?
I think that's part of what did it. I was actually in the province of Nova Scotia, and they have something called Donair, which is sort of like a gyro. But it's beef instead of lamb, but similar spices and this sauce that's just, I kid you not, it's just condensed milk, vinegar, and garlic. So it's like you get your dessert on your actual sandwich. And I'm doing a very bad job of being vegan, like really bad job.
Well, you know.
And the seafood's so good there. My gosh. Anyway, that's all sort of beyond the point. But to answer you, yes, I think that being exposed to these Canadian things and Tim Hortons and all of that, the birthplace of hockey, we drove through Windsor, Canada, Nova Scotia. That's where it happened. And I think it was a combination both of being – the biggest thing was being out of – this hyper pressurized news environment.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was number one, simply that I'm not exposed to it. And not just because we were traveling. And I was peeking in to see, and me and Mrs. Storm did have, we'd put CNN on in the evenings, since that was what was available to us showing that news until I couldn't take it anymore. But the big thing is being there. Most people there, I did engage with folks about what was going on in the U.S. But
so what was the Canadian reflection on us?
My biggest takeaway is they're not thinking about it that much. I mean, they have they have opinions on it, but just in an informal survey of being in Nova Scotia for 2 weeks, when walking around and just, you know, in crowds and overhearing people aren't talking about this stuff like they are in this country. Not that you always hear it when you're out in public, but you usually do, and or at least some bit of it.
But absolutely.
So, but I did actively engage gently just because I was curious, and I felt like I needed to apologize to everybody I could. And it was very consistent what I got back, which was two things. One was utter befuddlement. Like, remember how shocked we all were when it went down after election night?
Yeah.
That shell shock. They're not shocked in that way, but an incomprehension both of our system, how there cannot possibly be any like rational way to depose someone who is crazy. Like, that's how the people I spoke with, on the whole, there were a couple of people who didn't have that view. But that they think it's absolutely I don't know if we bleep this, but they think it's batshit crazy. So that's that's takeaway number one.
Yeah, and we can't talk about bats on this podcast. We agreed about that, so I will have to bleep it out.
Yes, please bleep out the bat portion of that word.
It's because of vampires, and we don't want to attract them. It's a podcast problem these days. I'm learning about that in Los Angeles.
Oh wow! And I want to hear about that next.
Okay, your thing's cool too.
Oh, cool! Thank you. But the other part of it, the other thought that they had, and I got this from multiple people, among some of my Canadian friends, I've heard this as well, is you're going to get us all killed in war. Like, I attempted a few times, like the things that we talk about and that a lot of us are concerned about, the really horrible things that are fundamental to how we got here. None of that scans. Like, I'm sure in Canada they have their own stuff going on and their own divisions that I'm not going to go into because I don't completely understand the context for them a little better now that I've been to Nova Scotia and learned a lot more about Canada's history. But yeah, and that's, I think, a perspective that we in this country, yes, of course, it's on our minds, but when there are laws and statements and actions that are being taken that affect us on an individual level, we've kind of forgotten that, you know what, these people that are running things right now are incompetent and actively poking hornet's nests. Anyway, those were my biggest things, but the biggest one was a relief, and I feel like I've been inoculated to a certain degree to the news cycle. Like, I no longer feel compelled to constantly check the news. And realizing that most of it is just fluff and buzz. I'm still very concerned, and there's still very much a role for all of us, but I no longer feel like I've ratcheted down the DEFCON level, and mostly that there are going to be times I feel when it's going to be critical to have the energy to really drive forward, like with the healthcare thing. That was basically
like with the healthcare. Yeah,
it was like 2 weeks. And I'm sorry, I've been monologuing, I think, for 20 minutes now.
No, you're fine. You're good.
Okay.
I mean, it would be a little bit better if you did it in like a salty pirate Canadian accent or like a fisherman.
Oh, I thought
because I feel like the pictures that I saw seemed a little bit like we were going fisherman storm, which was I was excited about.
Well, good news, bad news. The good news is that I've actually been doing that accent the whole time. The myth of the Nova Scotia accent is overblown, just like the pirate accent isn't really a pirate accent. It's just the accent of that one actor who popularized that pirate character. But yeah, it was very nautical and fantastic. I recommend it, by the way. We went to both the Halifax region, the South Shore, and then Cape Breton, which is to the north.
Did you catch any fish?
No, I didn't actually go fishing. We did go out on the water a couple of times in motor craft of various sorts.
Nice.
Saw as many lighthouses as we could.
Nice.
I did eat a lot of seafood. Again, not strictly speaking or at all vegan, but then again, I'm not really vegan. Just cutting down meat.
You never said you were vegan. Everybody else says that. You're just a man who lives a life.
That's right. You know, I got to be me. And
you got to be you, Storm.
I got to be
Everybody
me.
Likes you.
Oh, shucks. now I'm blushing.
What other fun things did you learn in Canada, like about history and stuff? And why do you like lighthouses so much?
They're just cool. There's something about where the earth meets the shore in a beautiful way. Like all these little coves and rocks and stuff. It's just a focal point. There's technology. It is history. Really thinking about a world where people were centered around water and not land. Back when it was very difficult and expensive and time consuming to build a road, and very easy just to hop into a boat and, you know, blah, 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 and get to where you're going.
Yeah, you have to say that the whole time or it doesn't work.
Yeah, that's what powers boats or did. If it's a schooner, you have to make that sound. If it's a, I forget the name. I learned a little bit about sailing and names of ships. It turns out ships are named for the sail configuration and has nothing to do with size. So you can have a schooner that's 3 feet long. You can have a schooner that weighs, 100 tons. It's the sail configuration. Uh-huh. At least that's what this one person told me.
So if you put you put sails in a certain configuration on like a board with wheels, it could be a schooner scooter?
You know what? I think it could. And I think that is today's million-dollar idea. Ding!
We did it!
Yay!
I love making $1 million with every podcast.
Oh, it's so easy. Folks, we are rolling in idea money right now because...
Hypothetical money is everywhere.
Oh, hypothetical money is real money. Ideas are just pure money.
It's a great point. What is money anyway? Think about it.
It's fluff and air, just like ideas. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But what I learned a lot about Canadian history, and not that I was completely ignorant. But the biggest one, I can't go over everything, is seeing the term loyalist that a lot of the folks that populated Nova Scotia in the late 18th century and even 19th century were described as loyalists who were granted land. And this refers to folks who were loyal to the British Crown during the American Revolution.
And, oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. And so these folks were basically the ones who, I guess, were really in the outs in the States. Some folks did reconcile, but it depended on your situation. Some were brought back to England, and some, if they had been, I guess, particularly loyal and useful and did things for the crown, might be granted land in Nova Scotia, which they had actually ethnically cleansed, as they did in other places too, of French, the Acadians, who had been supporting the French during the French and Indian War, or at least they were alleged to have done that. So the English decided, we can't have these folks potentially sabotaging our operations, so we're going to send you somewhere else. So they just distributed them to many places, most especially down to Louisiana, and they became the Cajuns. So you had all this land that had belonged to people, and you wanted to hold it. So what a great solution. Let's take these folks that supported us against those rebels. And, we know they're good folks. They're loyal. Let's give them this land on these rocky places that won't grow anything.
Have some Canada.
Yeah. So that
thanks so much.
So that was very perspective-y, and just how much more closely tied with England they were and still to some degree are, and probably how that has shaped the culture there.
Sure.
And very much.
I remember the first time I went to Canada, the thing I learned is that, so there was the attack in the war on 1812 when the British burned down the White House.
Yeah.
And that the people I met in Canada were like, remember when we burned down the White House? I was like, oh yeah, those would have been Canadian British people, I guess. You can take credit for that. Good work, Canada.
Yeah.
It was teenagers, of course, but still kind of funny.
Well, except for they have a different perspective on the whole thing. And frankly, I think they have a lot of reason to be, historically, reasons to be wary of the U.S., which has been expansionist through pretty much all of its history. But that, it was really prompted by U.S. action in great part. Mm-hmm. And that we made a pretty, pretty bold bid to grab the Canadas. At least the eastern portions thereof. In several places, it was kind of neat. There was a graveyard in Halifax that dated to its earliest days. Not as old a city as I thought, like mid-18th century, though it had been loosely settled before that. I thought it was even older than that. I think it was a general who lost his life, who had been in the Battle of Bladensburg, which is just north of Washington, D.C., I think he had led the expedition that burned the White House, but then he was killed in Baltimore in action after that. And I believe that would have been the battle after which Francis Scott Key wrote the lyrics to the Star-Spangled Banner. So it was really neat to be in this place and see this whole other perspective and sort of have to piece the puzzle together like, oh, this must have been from what I know as the War of 1812. This must have been from the battle in Baltimore. So it was neat. And I'm still very proud to be American in the abstract at the moment.
Yeah.
I don't feel so great about being someplace. But you know what? People were just so nice and as willing to talk. And
that's really nice.
Yeah.
How do you, I know you've been like traveling around the U.S. quite a bit as well. And did you engage less in conversations, do you think, when you're in the U.S. around people to find out how they feel than you did in Canada? And what are those conversations like in contrast with each other?
That was actually, that's another huge takeaway that I kind of took for granted, is it really felt like when I got there, I realized, oh my God, these giant goblin hands have been wrapped around my lungs and compressing them.
Yeah.
And it was like, oh, wow, it's cool. Like, I don't have to wonder, boy, that person kind of looks like they might have been wearing a Make America Great Again hat, you know, a couple months ago. I might want to tiptoe around them. And like the heat was off, the pressure was off. And actually, the only tense moments was when there were tour groups that were obviously from, say, certain parts of the Midwest, which makes me sad because that's an area that I love, that part of the country and touring there. But that you don't know anymore, and it's on tenterhooks to do it. So I would say definitely I felt more at ease to talk out of the country and out of that pressure cooker. And a big part of it is really just the right-wing media, Fox News, the Breitbart stuff, all of it, that Canada, they don't have anything like that, that there's a shared set of facts and pretty close to a shared sense of truth. I can't say that as a blanket statement, both because I was only in Nova Scotia, and I'm sure those people in French-speaking regions might have a different perspective. But as far as that fundamental thing, that there's not a concerted effort to undermine what has kept information flowing, and recognizing that as a value. Like, there's no one I talk to can understand that. I would start talking about that stuff and eyes would just glaze over. They just wouldn't register. So
interesting. So what do you think your goals are for then tracking and following news coming up? What do you feel is your responsibility and like interest level now?
The big thing is I'm only really going to put, I'm still going to maintain that database to some extent, but really only big turnings, like things that actually happen. Like, while we were over there, the whole Scaramucci thing was happening, where they fired, I'm proud that I've forgotten his name already, the press secretary,
Bubba
Spicer. Spicer was gone, and they brought in Scaramucci, and he started lopping heads, and it was a big zoo, and he was a terrible mess. Like, I basically...
Did your vacation last longer than Scaramucci?
Yeah, that whole thing happened and burst out. Oops, are you still there, Angela? Angela?
Oh, yeah, sorry. My cables are weird.
I got to tell you, I cannot hear you. I cannot hear you.
All right, hold on. We're going to leave.
There's a clicking sound, and I'm hearing more clicking sounds.
Can you hear me now?
Now I can hear ya.
Okay, good. My earbuds are bad.
Cool. That's radio excitement, folks. That's radio excitement. I mean,
I should have screamed a bunch so we could leave it in.
Yeah, you could have been like in a plane that was going down or being attacked by like Yeti alligators or something.
Yeah. It's likely there's a pool in the backyard of this house. There's probably a bunch of alligators in the bottom or sharks.
Seriously, are you staying at a place that has a pool?
We are. We're staying with a friend of ours, and she has a pool, and it is amazing. I recommend it to anybody. It's no Canada, but it is great.
Well, how has it felt for you? I've basically had 2 weeks of news pressure-free-ness. I can get back to what my news plans are, but I'm interested to hear.
Yeah. Well, for me, it's been good. I've been, without you to podcast with, I've allowed my husband to rant about the news to me because I can handle about one person at a time. And it's, he has been telling me about stuff and like the Scaramucci and all of that, like the big frustration being that like these are supposed to be super competent people, and it's just so disappointing when it doesn't seem like the best of the best are running the country. And that's the frustration we've been discussing. I've also just been super busy moving, so I haven't been tuned into a bunch of stuff. There was a bunch of excitement with the healthcare stuff, and then after that we've been a little bit tuned out to pack all of our stuff into boxes and move down the coast. We saw dinosaurs. We saw beer. It's been fun.
You know, if you got dinosaurs and you got beer, you've got it all. That's everything.
I bet the dinosaurs' president was not even as smart as our president, and probably more violent. So, and they seemed to turn out fine until they went extinct. So, you know.
Yeah, hopefully think about it. That part of history won't repeat itself exactly, or even rhyme. I don't want to rhyme with comet, like vomit. That's the first thing that comes up. I don't want to solve it perish by vomit.
Vomit.
I did pull aside on this. This is, I think, the way I'm going to go from now on is more or less going to a more weekly scan where if there's something huge like Trump declares war or Mueller announces first, you know, action in chewing apart this administration, if that happens. That's the sort of stuff that's going in. But all the palace intrigue stuff, this person is talking about that person and this person might be fired. None of that matters. None of it matters. And and definitely the stuff where people can be helped by us voicing our concerns or taking to the streets and in nonviolent protests, those sort of things.
Yeah.
So I do have some. Go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just saying we've been talking about like the slow creep of various things and the updates on stuff. And I don't want it to seem like we are tuning out or like stopping paying attention right when we're getting lulled into complacency. I don't think that's what you're saying. It's more just we don't need to keep track of like the tiny dramas, more just the bigger trends.
That's
and
right.
The biggest events.
And I actually feel like that will make us both healthier and more effective. That it's clearly been a case where it's not 80-dimensional chess, but it is a strategy just to sow confusion. The Russians do it very well as well. But the way you can blunt that is by learning to filter what is important and what's not. And I like to feel like we've been helping to do that with this. But I personally have been going too deep. And that, indeed, to focus on the things that do really matter and certainly the things that go beyond even this administration, things that will help humans, and I mean all of us, that's where it's at. So, but I do
absolutely
feel, it's still important to know kind of the roadmap. Where are we on this map that keeps changing? So I do have what I pulled out last night that seemed to have been the items while I was away, what filtered
through me. All right,
let's
do it.
All right. Number one is the grand jury, the Russia stuff. And I feel like that has been building slowly this whole time. It's in the background, and that's a good thing, that Mueller, by all accounts, is a total, they keep using the word Boy Scout and not in the way of Trump rally Boy Scout, but, you know, doing it by the book, above reproach, no matter what they throw at him, not rising to the bait. That's why we're not hearing anything. And that's going to change everything once things start happening publicly. And there has been the first cresting of that. The headline I have is Mueller issuing subpoenas through Washington grand jury. And basically that means when you start doing that particular sequence of words together, it's no longer just we're kind of looking around. That's where you're actually collecting evidence to mount a case of, I don't know if it is crime or if it is whatever, whatever everything that Mueller has been charged with investigating, that is proceeding, and just the list of people on his team. It is every person who has dealt with every high level Enron mob takedowns, folks that are meticulous. So don't want to pin your hopes on all of that, because who knows? Maybe there isn't really a ton that's there that would be immediately actionable. And ultimately, it's up to the Republican-controlled Congress to impeach if they choose to do that. But it is moving forward. So that's number one. That's an overarching thing that is going to change the game no matter what happens, whether the findings come out and there are indictments and criminal actions, or if Trump tries to fire Mueller. All of these things will precipitate great change, and we can't predict what those changes will be. So that's number one.
Gotcha. I have an offset here just because I've been thinking about this, which is different kinds of pool floats you can buy on Amazon. So I thought I'd just pitch you on a few of these, Storm.
Yeah.
Just what, since we're doing some news. Number one, unicorn, right?
Sure, yeah.
Right around. Number two, swan, of course.
Oh, yeah. Right? Every time.
Logical. Number three, mechanical bull.
You know what?
What do you think?
I would not have drawn that if this was Family Feud. It would have taken me a while to guess that one, but I'm with it.
Yeah.
I'm all with it, because that water, man.
Yeah. It's a very exciting looking thing with, there's like a ring and then inside the bull with no legs that you can ride on, and then I guess try not to fall off of, which is my greatest fear, is falling into water. So I will not be getting that one.
Really? Wow. Yeah. A toy that encourages you to fall in the water is probably not the best pick for you.
No, not so much. All right. You may continue.
Oh, sure. And I don't have a ton more. And also, I'm dropping the headline thing, unless there's a headline that's particularly trenchant. I think that doing a general summary of, hey, this is kind of what happened, not the move-by-move, blow-by-blow stuff, but the stuff that is at the core of it. That's what I'm going to focus on.
Okay.
With all this crazy pants stuff happening, Trump has been even more erratic than usual. He's been holding rallies, which is probably more to feed his ego than anything. He's had a spat with the Secret Service. A lot of speculation as to why that's happening, but he doesn't want them near him. He seems to be becoming more paranoid. And that's been a thread with everything, pushing people away that he feels, and that's this whole leaker thing, the thing that he feels like people are betraying him left and right, which they probably are.
Yeah.
And sort of the one end of the speculation is that they don't want people who aren't tried and true insiders in his mob to see who he's palling around with and meeting with. And speculation that there may be some real no good Knicks that he's coordinating with right now, and that he doesn't want anybody knowing. But yeah, he's been an erratic one, a very erratic one. And with the new chief of staff, John Kelly, who was moved over from, I think, the National Security Council to be his chief of staff, that for a while it seemed like he was kind of reining in the tweeting and the craziness. But that doesn't seem to be holding. So, and that's a larger thing, is that, and again, it's speculative, but that the military may be getting fed up with him, and the GOP certainly has been. So he's not making a lot of friends, not making a lot of friends. So that's that little block of stuff that I got. So
you know who's great at making friends?
Who makes friends?
Birds. So if you want for your pool, you could get a parrot, a giant inflatable pool float, right?
Yeah.
Or a peacock.
Wow.
Which is called a kangaroo peacock, which I don't understand exactly. Or a big rubber duck with sunglasses on, I think is great.
That's a total winner. Though this brings up a question.
Yes, absolutely.
If you were to purchase all of these bird-themed pool floats.
Yeah.
And you put them into your pool.
Yeah.
Would it be proper to deem it to be an aviary in that they don't actually fly?
Oh, gosh. It's like a pool and an aviary.
And what if you kept bees next to your pool?
Okay, great idea.
Would it be an aviary apiary.
An aviary apiary, is it natatorium where the pools are?
Yeah, I think it is.
I learned that from an MST3K episode. I think so. I think yes to all of your questions. And also, there are probably other birds that we could add.
And we should.
So, and should, can and should.
Went to Bird Island. I went to Bird Island.
You went to Bird Island?
Yeah, or the Bird Islands, technically. It's like three little rocks where they have puffins, and there were eagles and heron. Yeah, it was pretty terrific. So, yeah.
That sounds awesome.
Oh, my God. I'll have to send you some pictures because they're...
Was there one island for each bird, and then they all had their own societies?
Yes.
And then would fight each other?
Yeah, they're...
In, like, board game tournaments, stuff like that?
Well, the puffins are nativists, so they do insist on having their own territory. But they don't hate the other birds. It's fine. They can live wherever they want as long as it's not with them. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, it seemed pretty cool, all above the board. Yeah.
Okay, you did an audit of it. It seemed above board.
I did. It was very easy to talk with them. I think because mm-hmm. you know they weren't around people. They didn't want to be around, and they knew that at the end of the day, we would go away. And if we didn't, they'd kill us. So it worked out. It worked out.
Puffins are terrifying.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah. Two quick more little things.
All right.
One we've already talked about one, which was the tail end, the good part of what had been going on before I left, which is... The healthcare train wreck for now has been defeated. And that really seems to have taken a lot of air out of the administration. Like,
yes.
If they had been able to force that through, I think it would have been big trouble because it did say that all the actions that we all took in contacting our reps, those of us who did show up in person, there's actually, I'm sorry if you are a listener, I do not. Hassan Nestor is one of our Twitter followers who, mm-hmm. Or Facebook, maybe both, who lives in a red state with a representative that is never going to flip and would mm-hmm. show up to the office and talk with the reps and just get, you know, the rictus smile from the staff. I'm paraphrasing his experience.
Wow.
Where it's basically, you're not listening to me at all. And beat his head against that wall for a while. And, uh-huh. you know, admirable, I believe. But at a certain point, you know, you got to step back. And what was my point of that? Oh, yes, that all of that noise together, it does matter. And that when you do have the majority of people and when you are right, that it's not always a grand moment. But it's an accumulation of what happens that can make a difference. So that was sort of a positive thing, but it's certainly not over. And that's just one of the things we have to keep our eyes on. So what's happening in the world of pools and floats?
Well, there's a lot of food. You got your pizza. You got your pineapple, of course.
Yeah, I got pineapple.
Donuts.
Oh.
Logical.
Yeah.
There is this one that's a giant avocado, and then the pit comes out, which I think is great. It becomes a beach ball. Hey, right?
That's brilliant. That's brilliant.
And this is why millennials won't buy houses, because they're buying avocado beach floats.
And you know what? I think that's beautiful.
This one's a cockroach. There's a cockroach-shaped beach float. That's not great.
I don't
want that.
I do not find that to be beautiful. Does it have a beach ball that comes out of its, I don't know, do they have thorax? I don't think so.
I don't know. No, it doesn't seem to. I'm not into it. But you can frequently bought together is this cockroach beach float and this package of fake Oscar trophies. I wonder if that's some sort of meme I don't understand.
I don't know. I think there's only one person who has ever bought either of those. So, hey, those must go together. Sure.
Frequency is a relative term. I hear what you're saying.
Yeah. I got just one more thing. Just one more.
All right.
So file this under, hey, I'm still the racist in chief.
Okay.
And this is not a headline, but and I think it's a reaction to the swirl that went around Sessions, Jeff Sessions, who was under fire, which upset a lot of what I feel is the more hateful right. So while I was away, Trump took some very heavy swipes at immigration policy and affirmative action, declaring that legal immigration would be halved and that there would be this oddball point system that to many eyes, including mine, seems quite bigoted. And then affirmative action, almost outright saying, you know what, it's white people who are being discriminated against at universities, so we're going to go in and examine this and perhaps change policies. So mm-hmm. I feel like that was a red meat move on his part to try to keep those people from defecting so that his approval rating doesn't plummet down below 30%, but that it's still very real and the sort of thing that certainly, let's say, Trump is impeached and we end up with a President Pence, those things are still on the menu. So
my noise about it.
Well, I think this is where we need the cockroach. But what do you have? What's left?
Okay. Well, there's one that's like, they call it a giant shell, and it's perfect for if you were a mermaid and you could sit inside it. It's got like a big pearl beach ball,
huh.
And it is probably the most Instagram thing I've ever seen.
Huh.
There's also a giant inflatable high heel and a cactus. This is just great. I was so happy that these exist. There's an eggplant. That's something. And a gummy bear. We were looking the other day because I really wanted a dragon or a dinosaur.
Yeah.
And when you think of like a pool float, right?
Yep.
The first dinosaur you'd imagine that there would be a brontosaurus.
Absolutely.
Or a brachiosaurus.
Yeah.
The only one they have is a T-Rex.
Huh.
Which doesn't make any sense for the shape that they're going for,
no,
with like the big neck.
Right, that's a really vertical animal right there.
It's a super vertical animal. Everyone knows this.
Maybe did you try searching for Loch Ness monster pool float? Because, right?
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, why wouldn't there be?
Which is probably just a brachiosaur, right? So
yeah, it's probably still just the last remaining brachiosaur.
Yeah, it's actually a stuffed. Mm. It's a stuffed brachiosaur that has been desiccated, so it will fit in a pool. Only large.
It's
pools.
A brachiosaur pool float that somebody got and then filled with really good air.
Yeah, well, I got to go back to the clam.
Yeah,
is it like actually a clam or is it a scallop? Like,
you know, I don't know what technically it is. It looks like the kind of thing that a mermaid would sit in.
Okay.
So maybe it's a scallop. Maybe it's got the pearl in it. All of the user pictures are women wearing mermaid tails.
I got to look this up. Hold on. So this is clam pool.
I'll put it in the
float.
Okay. In the Slack. Oh, I can't find the Slack.
Oh, yeah, that's definitely a scallop. They don't have pearls.
It's a scallop. Okay.
They don't have pearls.
Well, this one does, so.
No, it can't. See, this is how we get fake news.
Do you want me to leave a review? 0 stars. Would not have a pearl.
You know, maybe,
fake news.
Maybe there is a type of scallop that, I'm saying scallop because that's how they say it in Canada, and I'm Canadian now.
Oh, sure. Oh, right, because you know all about this stuff now.
In fact, there's a town called Digby, which is at the southwestern tip of Nova Scotia, which we did not visit, but is famous for its scallops. But I did have the Digby scallops, and they were delicious, and there were no pearls.
That's amazing. My favorite, and I think this is the one that we're getting, is a gold dragon. Pool float.
Ooh, let me see. Gold dragon.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Oh, that's great.
It's got a lot of amazing pictures, including a woman inexplicably wearing devil ears.
Yeah, I see her. Yeah.
Yeah. But I like the one where it is crowd surfing at a party. I have so many questions, and I don't want any of them to be answered.
I'm just glad they made the effort to make those pictures a little bit fun, you know? Like, why just...
You wouldn't want them to be boring, yeah.
No, because you're putting this in your pool. And you know, you could probably, you need to get like a, You could probably use a curling iron or a glue gun or both. You could just take the you could take the little their little frills along that gold dragon's head, paint it green, and you got yourself your brachiosaur.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm gonna get real into float modding. This is my new thing.
Yeah, float bashing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody get ready.
Now on tested.com.
That's going to be my new LA adventure. I'm just going to make videos about float modding at tested.com.
You know what?
Everybody check it out.
I don't see there's any reason that couldn't be a thing and a popular thing. You should go for
All
it.
Right.
Just go for it. Go for it.
All right. Sounds good. Is that what we have this week?
Yeah, I think we've been useful.
All right.
We've been pretty
great.
Useful. We've helped society today, this week.
Awesome. Thank you so much to the wonderful people who have been talking to us on Twitter. Clara Kelly missed us last week. I was going to put something up, and then I just didn't. And we've got new followers, including Britt, of course, Dave, Tuesday, Beth, Mr. Raven, all of our nice friends talking to us on the Twitters. Check us out there at So What Do We Do Pod, and So What Do We Do Pod.com, and Facebook group, and all of that. We love hearing from you, and we are excited to try new things, aren't we, Storm? Our new news approach, and also just hanging out in a pool.
Heck yeah, and if you have thoughts about that or questions about anything, if you've been listening for any amount of time, you know, we'll address anything, and first we'll be fun and casual about it, but we will take it seriously. And thank you also to FactZero.com.
Yes, thank you, FactZero.com. We have heard from so many of our listeners who have been using FactZero.com to contact their representatives and also just to fax things when you need to fax things that don't have a fax machine, because who has a fax machine? It is a wonderful, wonderful resource, and they are so kind to sponsor us from the very beginning. So thank you, FactZero.com.
Yeah. And I guess my last final takeaway is if you have an opportunity to leave the country for a week, it'll do wonders for your mental state.
Yeah. Or even just take a moment to breathe and meditate and imagine being in a fishing village full of Canadians in storm.
Definitely. The main thing is taking a, however you do it, to decompress and get out of the media hubbub for a bit. Yeah, do that. Do that.
Remember what's really important to you.
Yep. And we'll be here to sweep it all up every week as needed.
Thank you. Thanks for listening to So What Do We Do, everybody. You are the best.
Yeah. Bye.